right, everybody. We are back. Second hour here on Open Forum. Steve Starr is with you on KHNC, the heart of Northern Colorado. We're glad to be with you every Monday through Friday. And have some great shows that run in this time slot and a rotating Gatling gun kind of arrangement with all the different hosts. And I'm only one, but there's some great people on the shows here. Rick Rodriguez, Dave Hodges, Glenn Tate. We all just trade places often, and then, you know, we come and go, and we, if there's something really big comes up, we can always take space to do this. And of course, today I've got some friends of mine from the days of radio gone by. And if you've been listening, you know that we've had Bob Tuscan on here. You can look up his YouTubes and his information. Bob Tuscan, BobTuskin on YouTube and various other locations. He's got a lot of information out there pertaining to some of the things he's been doing for many years. Scarcity is the topic today. And, of course, my buddy, Etheric Dave, is with us again today. And, Dave, you haven't said too much, but I want to give you a chance just to say hello. And you know,
well, hello. Yeah, I'm glad to be here. I had to be at least a spectator on this one, because getting the three of us back together on the air is kind of like crossing the streams in Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
It's taking a very big chance at fracturing space-time. But, hey, screw it. Let's do it anyway.
Right.
And this is a very good topic. Bob and I have spent many hours discussing this, and it's a very, very important thing, because we really do have to break away from all this stuff. The independence of this is very important. It's a mindset. It's not as complicated as one might think, but if you get in the right mindset, it's just going to make sense, and you start providing things for yourself. It's a little bit more difficult than, hey, having everything handed to you on a silver platter, but you get the satisfaction of, yes, I did this for myself. I don't have to go to anybody for it, and if I want more, all I got to do is rinse and repeat, and I don't need anyone or anything else, you know, for the equation to continue to be sustainable. Rather than we have to be on the government dole, the government teat. Oh, yes, so, well, if they cut our checks off, now we're really screwed. I mean, that's really what they're trying to do.
And don't forget about the roads, Dave.
Yeah.
What about the roads?
Get the roads. They'll lock all that down, keep everybody from traveling. Yeah, they want control. They've got to have control over everything. And that's kind of a funny thing, because you see the things that they do have control over and how poorly they manage it. It's like, good grief, you know, a third grader could manage this stuff better, and we're supposed to let these incompetent fools manage our lives for us because we can't? I mean, good grief, come on now, people.
Pretty bad, it is. You know, I mean, we are treated pretty much like cattle and like sheep, because unfortunately we don't have the critical thinking skills to run a government like ours much anymore, as you can see pretty plainly. Now, I don't want to put us down, because actually there's because a lot of people really are awake. A lot of people know something's wrong. I mean, you know, it's there's a certain degree, of course, to how much awareness we have, as you guys know. But a lot of people
really.
I think
there's a lot more awareness out there than what they're letting on. Because the people that are telling us that everyone is asleep and buying all of the BS are the people that are the purveyors of the BS in the first place. And
right.
We didn't trust them for 9/11. We didn't trust them for the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Why should we trust them about their opinion that we all believe everything that they have to say? We don't. The conversations we have with people on the street in the real life experiences we have say otherwise. People are very skeptical on all this, and they're just kind of divorcing themselves from the whole thing and trying to go their own way.
Yeah, that's what's happening, all right. And so we've been out there, of course. I remember, Bob, you were over at, outside the Gators Stadium there in Florida University, and you were showing people pictures of World Trade Center 7, and you got arrested for talking to people because they thought you were disturbing the peace for showing them a video of what happened on World Trade Center 7 and asking people questions about it. It was whatever happened with all that anyway.
Well, it was a great video where I was able to both show the folks out there that so many people still to this day are oblivious to the fact that a third building fell in New York on September 11th, 2001. Of course, that infamous building was known as Building 7. That 47-story building that fell in a matter of seconds into its own footprint at roughly 5:20 in the afternoon is an intuitive smoking gun that the 9/11 Commission report and the official story completely overlooked or sugarcoated, and it's probably one of the things that I feel really helped people have that light bulb go off. What we did was known as the Building 7 Challenge.
Right.
We simply asked people, without telling them that it's conspiracy 9/11 related, taking them somewhat off guard, if you will, we asked them to watch the video of a building and simply describe to us what they see. So we had a computer screen, and they watched the building, and they saw it boom, 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 fall down into its own footprint. And inevitably, people said, oh, that's a controlled demolition.
Sure.
Or they would say, oh, that's a building being blown up. And then we would say, well, did you know that this is Building 7 and this happened on 9/11? And at that point, people would either say, oh, my goodness, I never knew about that. I have to look into this. This is compelling. Or the cognitive dissonance would kick in, and they'd start to fight. They'd start to say, oh, wait a second. Is this a conspiracy? Oh, wait a second. This is that 9/11 crazy conspiracy stuff? And we'd say, no, it's not. You just said in your own words, you just saw it with your own eyes, that this is indeed something very compelling and out of the ordinary. So we were doing that exercise, of all places, at a college football game, which was quite the audience.
Right.
And obviously, we were ruffling feathers with our very basic exercise, which had the cops called. And I complied with the police, and they arrested me. They still arrested me. It was a false arrest, and when we get back, I'll tell people what has happened since then.
That's what I wanted to hear, because that was quite an episode. But you know, these are the kind of things Bob does. Hey, we'll be back. Stay with us.
Tight pants, points, hollering now. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sudden way up high.
I wish a buck was still silver.
Brian again with Turf Tamers Landscaping. What a great season we've had so far. We've installed flower beds, paver and flagstone patios. We've planted hundreds of trees, shrubs, and flowers, and generally beautified many homes and commercial properties. Thank you to all the KHNC listeners who gave us a call and consideration. If you are in Fort Collins, Loveland, Timnath, Wellington, or LaPorte, please call us at 970-460-8873 or visit us at turftamerslandscaping.com.
There are so many amazing health benefits from the cannabinoids in hemp oil, now legal in all 50 states. Hemp oil is not marijuana, which contains high levels of the psychoactive THC. Our bodies have thousands of CBD cannabinoid receptor sites in every major organ tissue, especially the brain. Hundreds of scientific studies have proven the health-enhancing effects from high-quality, properly processed, safe hemp oil in both humans and animals, including better sleep, less pain, and increased immune modulation. Choose a hemp oil organically grown and processed, solvent-free, right here in Colorado from White Dove Healing Arts. They have been enhancing the health of Coloradans for 3 decades. Call them toll-free at 866-989-9342. Dr. Bill, Patricia, and Diane will be pleased to answer your inquiries. Check out their website, whitedovehealing.com, for a complete menu of their holistic products and services.
I'm tired of this dirty old city.
Want to get away from all the traffic and people? Yearning for a moment of peace and quiet? Join me, Brian, on a Trout Tamer's excursion fly fishing float down the cool waters of the North Platte River. Experience the broad, sweeping, and empty landscapes of Wyoming to soothe your soul. Call me at 970-460-8873 or book a trip at trouttamers.com.
I want it painted black.
painting it black, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, you know, Bob and Dave, you guys mentioned something right there in the last segment that we need to talk about. It's called cognitive dissonance and what that means and why our society suffers from this right now and why we can't deal with things and why we tune out. We're into football. We're into, you know, tweeting and texting our friends on the internet. We're just so mindset away from everything that's really going on. If you try to really shake people or wake them, it's really disruptive. It causes problems. In your case, Bob, you got arrested. Tell us what happened there, and then let's go into the, you know, the discussion about cognitive dissonance and what it really does.
Sure. Yeah, that's important to understand. Yeah, so long story short, it's on YouTube. You can watch. I did nothing wrong. I complied even with the unconstitutional demands of the sheriff, who should be a constitutional officer. You know, the value of the sheriff's department is something we've talked about before, but nonetheless, this guy decided to violate my rights, my human rights, my constitutional rights, however you want to quantify what those rights are or what justifies them. I was doing nothing wrong. And they put me in handcuffs, threw me in a cage. I sat there for hours, and eventually they realized the error in their ways and let me go. Now, what has come from that is actually quite compelling, and there's been an update on that now, two-plus years later, Steve.
Right. What's the update?
Did you see this video, by the way?
No. I mean, I saw you getting arrested. Okay. I saw what happened, but I haven't known about the update. That's why I'm anxious.
Well, Dave, I sent you the update, right?
I think maybe.
So,
Well, just tell us about it.
So here's what happened. So after that, there was quite a bit of backlash from people that saw this on the internet, and the sheriff's department received a lot of pressure to respond to this. And I had heard that there were internal memos from the sheriff, Sadie Darnell, telling officers that they need to be more aware of First Amendment protected activities, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
Well, a couple weeks ago, Steve, in my little town here in the middle of nowhere, there was a active shooter drill that the sheriff's department was running at the local school. The local school here, a very small school in a very small town, was invaded with police cars, and I got out to see what was going on and film this exercise,
right?
Because as we know, many of these exercises,
yep,
have a tendency of going live or leading to some sort of possible false flag, who knows? But nonetheless, I thought I'd get out as a journalist and document what was going on. And what I was documenting were officers kicking in doors, screaming, get down," with blank rounds being shot and crisis actors pretending to be victims of the school shooting. Well, as I'm documenting this, all of a sudden an unmarked car comes up, and an officer gets out and starts barking orders at me to back up literally 2 feet from where I was standing, because for some reason where I was unauthorized, but 2 feet a little bit further back was perfectly okay. Another example of a power-tripping thug trying to tell us, the plebs, what to do.
So was
what I realized as he was telling me this was that I recognized him.
Uh-oh.
And I asked him for his name and badge number, as I often do to try to hold these public servants accountable. And he said, so I said, what's your name and badge number? He goes, Lieutenant Lalonde, badge number 706. And it took me a second, but I realized this thug,
yeah,
was the same one that arrested me, yeah, on 9/11. And as soon as that clicked, I said, Lalonde, I said, I know you. You're the guy that arrested me. And here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. I said, did you learn your lesson?
Ooh.
Did you realize what you did was wrong? And much to my chagrin, he responded in saying that he was wrong and he apologizes and that
nice.
He should have handled it better.
Yeah.
and that the sheriff's department reprimanded him for his actions on that day.
Well, that's good then. Good. You know, I mean, I can understand his position. He doesn't want to create a ruckus there in the gateway coming into the stadium because you know how sports fans can be. But at the same time, yeah, I mean, what happened, and I watched the video, was that...
We weren't creating a ruckus.
Yeah, you were actually taking things down when he arrested you. You were saying, okay...
We were nowhere in the way of creating an issue. Yeah, and we were leaving and complying nonetheless.
Right, yeah, you were. And you were actually you had unplugged your... You had closed your laptop. You were in the you're in the process of complying with what he said, even though he was and he really shouldn't have arrested you. But that was nice that at least you had another confrontation. Now, the question is this, though. How many people were aware of what was really going on in this drill? Because it sounds pretty fantastic and, you know, a real what I would call a real ruckus that happened there. What happened with that, Bob?
Well, most people were oblivious to the drill.
Really?
They were trying to fly under the radar with it, but I thought it was quite compelling.
Yeah.
And again, it's one of the reasons why my son does not go to one of these government education camps.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing because, I mean, you would think if the people in the school knew there was a drill going on, they would respond to it a little bit like a scenery type show and understand. But I would think that the people there were terrified by what was going on with this.
Well, and they were in military gear, which is a part of the militarization of our police force. You know, just our little local sheriff's department and police agency has spent hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars buying tanks. Tanks! Not to mention some of the other crowd-disrupting technologies. And I know Denver is the heart of some of this sort of militarized Orwellian police force technology. It's really scary how they might utilize these things to come after us as the people.
Yeah.
And that's really as much of a threat to our society today as some other things.
Well, you know, here in Weld County where we are, actually, we got a great sheriff, and he's very observant of our constitutional rights because we've got some great sheriffs in Colorado. But the problem is in this area that you were in, what county were you in there in Florida?
That's Alachua County,
okay.
And interestingly enough, it is a hotbed for the corrupt sheriff, Sadie Darnell, to placate taking people's guns from them. She's also been at the forefront of trying to put out propaganda against, quote, sovereign citizens, which she has been trying to frame as terrorists. Essentially, anyone who stands up for their rights now might be deemed by the sheriff's department to be a threat, and they are labeling it as a sovereign citizen, which, by the way, Steve, that's an oxymoron. How can you be sovereign and be a citizen at the same time? I mean, the two words contradict each other, like jumbo shrimp, for crying out loud. but this sheriff is the epitome of what an unconstitutional sheriff.
And so you got both times. Right. We got great sheriffs and we got lousy ones. It's that simple.
Well, she allows the feds to come in and do whatever they please. She's a major proponent of the drug war, which we know is an absolute failure and only puts people in harm's way. To enforce a victimless, so-called crime is as frivolous and as hurtful as you could imagine. I'm a big proponent on holding these guys accountable, and I would love to abolish many of the police departments and practices in our country today.
Well, we've had a lot of trouble with it because, again, you know, you have people who don't realize that, that we do have to hold our city officials and county officials responsible, and we do have some great sheriffs out here. We just got through doing a benefit for Sheriff Steve Reams here, Bob, and Ted Nugent was the star who came out and supported our position
right on
gun rights. Yeah, we have a great sheriff here. I mean, John Cook, John is also another great constitutional, former sheriff, now state senator. But, I mean, things going on in Colorado, as you might know, we've got a lot of problems with all kinds of...
Do the sheriffs there, do they all smoke marijuana?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
It would be legal, but I suppose not on the job. No, they're actually some great guys, most of them. We have some really good sheriffs. But, you know, we also have some in these other counties that are a little bit off the rocker. And,
sure.
You know, I could go into some things that I really shouldn't even talk about concerning, you know, the Parkland shooting, what happened there with way down in, I guess that was the Miami-Dade, or is that Broward County?
That's Broward. It's right up the street from where I grew up.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So, yeah. Hey, Steve, mm-hmm. What's the call-in numbers to this show?
Oh, we do have call-in numbers, and, yeah, I should give them out because, you know, I am sorry, ladies and gentlemen, if you do want to talk to Mr. Duskin.
I want to talk to the people, brother.
Yeah, you don't want to talk to me anymore, Dave, huh? And this is going to be our reunion. Bob, I don't get it, man. Come on, we were supposed to have fun today, and you just want to, you know, take over. So, I mean, this is we'll do this again sometime. Never. Just kidding. Yeah, we'll do it again.
The funny thing about that, Steve, is yeah. that you're surprised it is going this way.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Is this the Bob Tuscan show that I'm on right now?
Yeah, this is the Bob Tuscan show. It might be the Bob Tuscan show because how many times did Dave and I fill in for you on the last network?
Oh, that's true. The Bob Tuscan show wasn't the Bob Tuscan show.
Right. Okay, now some people might recognize your voice and you, Bob, because you are you're pretty identifiable. You know, by the way,
I'm a troublemaker.
We are no longer selling the Bob Tuscan action figures that we had. We're sold
the bobblehead.
Yeah, well, no, it was. Remember, it was an action figure. We had the Bob Tuscan, a bohemian growing guy with the shirtless one with a, you know, like with a little trowel in one hand and a bag of seed in the other. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Then we had the Bob Tuscan Metro Male with a laptop, you know, and a backpack. We did that one for a little while. That wasn't as popular as the Bohemian Bob, you know. But no, we're all out. But we probably will get a new shipment of those sometime. The Bob Tuscan action figures will be back, ladies and gentlemen. But
free shipping.
If you want to call in right now and order one ahead, you know, we'll get an idea how many we're going to sell. We do have our lines open, and Dave and Bob and I will stand by here to talk to you. If you want to say hello to Bob, because maybe you have recognized him before from other places, and of course, you know, it's always good to keep in contact. 970-587-5171. Maybe you don't know Bob. Maybe you just want to say some crazy things on the air or, you know, keep it civil. 970-587-5171 is our open forum line, and we've got our lines pretty active today, as you can tell, but we'll be glad to try to field your calls, and we'll be going to a break in a couple of minutes. But, Bob, that's a lot that's going on. Dave, maybe I should just let you take a shot at this and ask a few questions because it gets too crazy when Bob and I start talking.
Well, it gets just as crazy when we get to talking.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
No different.
Yeah, right.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's crazy anyway. Yeah. The good, the bad, and the crazy right here.
The whole topic that we've covered today is very, very important. And once one gets a full understanding of that, you can break free from that paradigm, and it's quite liberating.
Yeah.
We don't have to be a victim to this anymore. We don't have to follow their orders. We don't have to go to these big, giant slave labor camps they call cities to be stacked, vertically managed, one on top of one another. We need to get back to the open spaces, to the agrarian lifestyle, where we actually have those yard birds, you know, we can experiment on, like what Bob did. And we can grow our own healthy food, because the food that we're getting is absolute crap. And that's why we need to take this back and go back to what we used to do a long time ago and provide all this stuff for ourselves. Yeah, it's a little bit more work. It's a little bit more responsibility. But we get freedom out of that. And nobody wants to hear about the whole responsibility. We like to talk about, oh, our rights are being trampled on. But what about our responsibility?
Yeah. All right. Still another half an hour of the show. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, and we will be back with more exciting news and thought-provoking concepts.
Squawk! Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squarerootconstruction.com.
Was your home built between 1965 and 1975? If so, you may have an aluminum-wired home. Aluminum wiring can be hazardous. These homes are around 50 years old now and using more electrical power than ever imagined back in the day. An aluminum wire does not get better with time. They are much harder to insure and harder to sell as well. Aluminum wire repair are electricians focused on the permanent mitigation of the aluminum wire hazard. Call them for a free inspection now. Aluminum wire repair, 720-299-4706, or visit their website at alwirerepair.com. Don't walk away from a home you're planning on buying just because it has aluminum wire. Let them help you. Your safety is their business. They are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today, 720-299-4706, or visit their website, alwirerepair.com.
Tax season, traffic, bills, or just plain cabin fever? Come fly fish the North Platte River with Trout Tamers Outfitter. Hi, Brian here with Trout Tamers Outfitter, 970-460-8873. Or visit our website at trouttamers.com. Servicing the whole North Platte River from Northgate Canyon to Casper. Come target the aggressive rainbows this spring while floating the Gray Reef section of the river, just 4 hours north of Denver and 1 hour west of Casper. Book a trip at trouttamers.com or call us at 970-460-8873. Very beginner friendly, approximately 8 hours on a drift boat floating down the scenic North Platte River. Prices include in-season flies, all gear, lunches for two anglers, call about discounts for vets and children under the age of 16. Please drink responsibly.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Welcome back to Open Forum here. Steve Starrs with you on a Friday afternoon, and just glad to have you all along. I hope you're getting ready for a good weekend, and I know that I am. We have Bob Tuscan, you know, one of my favorite Bohemian heroes, going way back for 12 years, Dave. And, you know, we were doing shows back in the early days wanting to get people organized and collective. And one of the things that Bob does is he goes to city council meetings, as you can tell, which got me started doing it. How many times have you gone to a city council meeting or a county council meeting? Have you written your congressman or talked to your people in political office? And some people say, well, you know, they never listen to me. No, wait a minute. You've got to realize that about one person out of 4,000 talks to their congressman at all. And they do listen. Sometimes they're on the verge of making a decision once in a while. I mean, Ken Buck is our representative, and he started off the questioning with Robert Mueller. Over there in the Congress. He's also, you know, he took a position that was very unpopular against the TPP, and he got knocked down by the Republicans. Well, not knocked down, but just set down a few pegs there, Bob, when he opposed the TPP. He didn't know that much about it. But, you know, he was right. That thing was a disaster. And even the Democrats, a lot of Democrats hated that. If you remember the Democratic National Convention, you saw the people holding up the no TPP signs. But he was right to do that. And I just called his office, and, you know, he was very open to listening to it and doing some research, took an unpopular stand with his own party. And sometimes people who listen to us just need a little help, a little encouragement. You'd be surprised how often they do appreciate hearing from you. And that even includes your municipal leaders, you know, your city council, your mayor, your sheriff, of course, your police chiefs. Get out and get to know people is what I say, Bob and Dave. What do you guys think?
Yeah, absolutely. And when you have those good sheriffs, you really got to recognize the good. When people are doing good, you got to call them out for that and say, hey, thank you for representing us. Thank you for upholding the Constitution, because we make a much bigger deal out of when things are wrong, and we don't shine a light on the things that are right. And
right.
I think that's just as important, to highlight what is right.
Right on.
Yep. I have a video on my YouTube channel where my tyrant neighbor here in the middle of nowhere decided that us using our firearms safely was a burden to her, when in fact it should be something that's reassuring to her to have neighbors with firearms. But nonetheless, she called the cops when we had first moved to our 5-acre property surrounded by hundreds of acres of preserve. And the cop came, the sheriff came. He respected my property boundary. He asked me if I was shooting, and I told him, yeah. And he said, well, are you doing it safely? I said, yes. He said, well, sir, that's your right. I hope you have a good day. And he was on his way, and we had a discussion about the merits of a constitutional officer protecting our Second Amendment right.
I agree.
And how he, too, appreciated the right to bear arms.
Sure.
And so on and so forth. And that video, guys, has over 150,000 views.
Wow.
Which is great to know, considering the fact that some of the misbehavior of these thugs with costumes and shiny badges, you know, they have the lion's share of attention, but every once in a while we got to give that attention to those that do well.
Right. We sure do. Hey, how about your neighbor, though? What is your neighbor's response to all that?
I shot her.
Oh, no, come on. You know, what actually?
She's dead.
No, your neighbor, did she respond any if you on a personal basis? I mean, some people aren't going to like you shooting, doesn't matter what your rights are. But, I mean, are they?
Well,
yeah.
I'll tell you what I did. It was an exercise in humility and being neighborly. I called her up after that incident and asked if we could reconcile, because my intention was to not offend her.
Right.
And I said, you know, I'm so sorry you found this bothersome. And she said, well, it's unsafe. So I tried to logically break it down to her that it was entirely safe and that I had the utmost respect for gun safety, and the direction that I was shooting
sure.
was nowhere near her, and so on and so forth,
right.
even inviting her over to come take a look at how it was being done and where it was being done in case
yeah.
she didn't believe me. Well, she then changed her tune. Now, all of a sudden, it wasn't unsafe. Now, it was annoying and loud. So then I said, well, I'm so sorry that it's loud. Is there a time? I don't shoot very often, and when I do, it's usually for not very long, but is there a time of day or a day of the week that I could shoot as to not bother you with any noise that might come from it? And then she says, well, I don't like guns. And
oh,
guns are a problem.
Yeah, see, there you go. Yeah, well, that's, you know, some people, that's her tough luck, I'm afraid to say. You know, of course, we've seen
well, it. I couldn't reason
try.
With her.
Yeah, you tried.
And at that point, there were unreconcilable differences.
Yeah.
And that's when I shot and killed her.
Oh, oh, come on, Bob. I mean, you know, I know it's Friday, but, you know. But we are having a little, but there's a lot of truth to your story, and I appreciate the true part of it.
There's a lot of truth to it,
yeah.
except the part that I shot and killed her, yes, obviously.
Yeah, no, I think you. But you know, this is the thing. A lot of people don't know that there are rights that we have. You know, and you try to respect other people. I got to be honest with you. I don't like people shooting off huge fireworks at 2 a.m. in my neighborhood. I think it's a little bit more annoying. I don't mind.
Sure.
I mean, I know 4th of July is a lot of fun, and I have a lot of fun, too, but I think we ought to have a respect and say, okay, at 10:30 at night, cease fire. You know, I mean, there's a time when we should be able to shoot off things, and there should be a time when we say, cease fire, and it's our, you know, it's kind of like our duty and our obligation and our thought to each other that we are orderly about these things. We're not... we may not like those explosives. Dogs and cats and people like that do get a little bit upset about some of the...
Listen, there's nothing wrong with being considerate, Steve.
Right.
I'm all for it.
Right. That's what we mean, yeah. And we're those kinds of people. But, you know, a lot of times folks, like she said, she didn't like guns, and that's the big problem there, so...
Well, that's what it came down to. Yeah. And she, you know, she even said to me that she was going to get a petition signed with our three neighbors that live out here in the middle of nowhere to try to... prevent me from doing it, and at that point I realized that right there is the most microscopic version of government and tyranny. It's one neighbor that wants to tell you what you can and cannot do on your property, and they want to tread on you because they want to tell you what's wrong and right, and they want to decide for you what you can and cannot do. And that right there is the essence of tyranny / government.
Tyranny / people. All righty. Well, we'll take some calls maybe if people have ideas, but we'll still be here when they come back after the break right here on KHNC Open Forum. Stay with us.
And we still have time. We might still get by. Every time I think about it, I want to cry. With bones in the
day. Was your home built between 1965 and 1975? If so, you may have an aluminum-wired home. Aluminum wiring can be hazardous. These homes are around 50 years old now and using more electrical power than ever imagined back in the day. And aluminum wire does not get better with time. They are much harder to insure and harder to sell as well. Aluminum Wire Repair are electricians focused on the permanent mitigation of the aluminum wire hazard. Call them for a free inspection now. Aluminum Wire Repair. 720-299-4706 or visit their website at alwirerepair.com. Don't walk away from a home you're planning on buying just because it has aluminum wire. Let them help you. Your safety is their business. They are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today, 720-299-4706 or visit their website, alwirerepair.com.
Do you remember the energy crisis of the 70s? A lot of people panicked. We came up with a solution. A best way to insulate your house, save you money, and increase your comfort. A best way to air seal and add insulation to your attic. A best way to insulate your wall cavities, whether your house has brick, aluminum, steel, vinyl, wood lap, stucco, or plaster walls, even if your walls were previously insulated. A best way to perform energy assessments and a best way to help our customers qualify for Excel and other utility rebates. 43 years later, a lot has changed. A lot of our competition has come and gone. A few things that haven't, we're still family-owned and operated. We still develop new methods and techniques. We are still saving energy and, more importantly, saving our customers money. Best Way Insulation, founded in 1976, 303-469-0808. That's 303-469-0808.
Well, I like guns. I like the way they look. I like the shiny steel and the polished wood. I don't care if they're big or small. They're for sale. Well, I want them all. I like guns. I like guns. I like guns. Well, I really like the 22 Mag. 45 lever with the Winchester tag. I like my double barrel, had it most of my life. 357 was a present for my wife. I like guns, I like the way they look.
We like guns right here at KHNC, and you can tell that. We have a petition here that we're not signing it right now. I guess I'm not sure, Jason, when our petition person comes in, but I think it's tomorrow. And
it'll be Tuesdays, 11 to 5.
Okay, that's Jason interjecting. You could always give us the information that we need there. And we have a petition going out. We're recalling or attempting to recall our governor, Bob and Dave, because he has been anti-Second Amendment. He's caused a lot of problems, as a matter of fact. We've got a really flaky governor in many people's opinions, and I guess I share that opinion. But we have a petition to try to recall him. And that's going to be tomorrow. And gun issues are one of those things, Bob and Dave. So, Dave, let me give you some more time, buddy. I know I've been talking a lot. And, of course, Bob, you know, he never talks much at all on these shows, as you can tell. But anyhow, you guys have a little fun right now. And
absolutely. We bring the guns up. This is an important thing. We need to be able to defend ourselves. And I think Bob did everything that he could to be as considerate to his neighbors as possible. It's a damn shame that they're not willing to give us the same consideration. You know, that's really what it comes down to. All we're asking, you know, from them is the same consideration we're willing to give them. Because we want to not only defend our rights, we want to defend their rights as well. I mean, it goes across the board. So we're not just standing up for what we want. We're standing up for what they want as well. But they don't see it that way. It's all about us. It's all about us. No, no, no. We don't like your guns because they bought into all the propaganda. Ooh, guns are bad. Guns are bad. Well, let's look at all the places that they have all that really serious gun control.
Yes.
Gee, we've got a statistical correlation that the gun violence goes up whenever they start taking the guns away from the law-abiding, trained citizens. The people that have these guns that are safe in their hands, they're actually going to be able to stop all these criminals because, oh, yes, no, we need to wait. We need to call 911 while we're getting our heads shot off here. And the cops might get around in the next few minutes, next 20 minutes to coming, and they'll wait for the shooters to leave because there's no obligation for them to charge in there to our rescue. We're on our own, and that's why we need our guns. We need to be able to protect ourselves from the criminals. And with these open borders bringing all these violent thugs in here, it's even more important than ever.
Sure is. Bob?
I wish it wasn't. I wish we didn't have any guns anywhere. A global disarmament where there was no guns at all. Nobody had guns. No military had guns. No cops had guns. No people had guns. That might be all right. We still need to be able to hunt and do that kind of stuff. But we're not living in that kind of world. The genie's out of the bottle. We're never going to live in that world. So we've got to be able to adapt and learn how to live with them. We did just fine until all these people started with their political nonsense, trying to fan the flames and cause all these problems. And they wanted to be able to tread on us and take our rights and steal our property and have no resistance from us. That's what it all comes down to.
Yeah. That's what happens in the first few steps of tyranny, or the first part is to remove guns, and we've seen that continually now. What was it?
Over and over.
Yeah, 17 times. Yeah, in a row. Bob, what do you think?
Well, you know, Steve, I'm a hippie. I'm a laid-back kind of guy.
I thought that was the old Bob. The new Bob looks like Metro Mail Bob.
No, I'm still a hippie, man. Peace and good food and music and sex and all that good stuff.
But, you know, now you have to be a responsible father, so you have bills and mowing the lawn and keeping your hair short and all that other stuff, right?
Yeah, but I'm still a hippie at heart. I'm still a pacifist, if you will.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, Steve, as a hippie, as a guy who loves to love and loves peace, I really think that guns are probably the best ally for someone with that mindset.
Yes.
I like guns because I am a pacifist.
There you go.
I like guns because I do want peace, and I want to deter someone from doing evil. And the best deterrent, the best equalizer, if you will, is a gun. And we know that guns being illegal only promotes criminals because they're going to do illegal things regardless.
Yeah, that's right.
So gun laws are not going to help us pacifists, us hippies, us free lovers. It's going to help the criminals, and it's going to help the powers that shouldn't be have more control. And, I mean, it's very intuitive. It's very straightforward. It's amazing to me how people don't get that. But I carry a firearm because I don't want conflict, because I don't want violence.
turned out so many times. You know, I think for all, what is it? I don't know the exact figures, and I can't give you the quotes from the standpoint of being able to support this. But as I understand, in 75% of all cases of handgun or gun use against, you know, between two people, it's for the right reasons. Only 25% of the time that guns are used, are they used, you know, illegally for the purpose of either robbery or injury or theft or murder, you know, or maiming somebody. So most of the time the guns are used out there, it's primarily for defense of life, limb, and property. So, you know, friends, that's what they're there for. That's why we have them. If we give up that 75% number, then the 25% number will grow, and we will have it just vice versa. We will have people with the guns doing all those evil things.
And that's precisely, Steve, precisely why when they do the gun control, things always get worse.
Yeah. And government always gets worse, too, you know. So it's pretty amazing. But we are very strong Second Amendment believers here at the station. And, you know, I've been looking into this quite a bit. And, of course, you know, we also know that there are people who are in the penitentiary system who plan to arm up very, very intensely with very high automatic weapons. I've heard so many of our friends and people who are conservatives say, I'm not really afraid of these liberals because they don't really like guns. And I'm saying, yes, but you don't understand who some of these people are hooking up with right now. And there are a lot of criminal element out there who are planning to arm up very, very to the teeth, let's say, to take over whatever they can do when they're ready to do it. So you better get ready. Hey, we'll be back after this message and a few more things to say to you. Stay with us on KHNC Open Forum.
I close my eyes only for a moment, and the moment's gone.
Suffering from low T? Man up. Grab your rod and your wife. Come float the upper North Platte Valley in God's country. Sit in the hot springs after. Call Trout Tamers Outfitter at 970-460-8873 or book a trip at trouttamers.com. At the end of your trip, you can sit in the hot springs. She'll be happy. You'll be a legend. This has been a public service announcement from TT Outfitters.
Bigfoot? A trustworthy politician. True love. Yeah, those things are all pretty hard to find. Lucky for you, at least a great roofer isn't. Acclaimed Roofing has proudly been providing the greater Denver area with quality roofing for a decade. We are an Owens Corning preferred contractor, offering our customers only the best selection of the highest quality roofing materials available on the market. Our installers have decades of experience to make sure your new roof is installed with care and quality craftsmanship. We also offer a 5-year workmanship warranty for all services and lifetime warranty for most products. Acclaimed Roofing is always available to handle any issue that may arise. Acclaimed Roofing, proudly serving Colorado. Call us today at 303-592-ROOF. That's 303-592-7663 for a free estimate on your new or replacement roof. Or visit acclaimedroofing.com. Acclaimedroofing.com.
I wish a buck was still silver.
Brian again with Turf Tamers Landscaping. What a great season we've had so far. We've installed flower beds, paver and flagstone patios. We've planted hundreds of trees, shrubs, and flowers, and generally beautified many homes and commercial properties. Thank you to all the KHNC listeners who gave us a call and consideration. If you are in Fort Collins, Loveland, Timnath, Wellington, or LaPorte, please call us at 970-460-8873 or visit us at turftamerslandscaping.com.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Yeah, you know that one, right, Dave? Is that you singing?
Absolutely. I always know it's the last segment. That's a great bump to finish it out with. It's all nice and mellow and happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Right.
That's a good thing. We need to not really worry and be happy. We need to get busy with our work because we got our work cut out for us, but we don't need to worry over it because we got a clear path forward. All we got to do
is break free of all this crap. It's not that hard. It's
that's
a mindset.
Right. Bob, don't you think that's what we need to do?
Actually, I disagree. I think we're all going to die.
Okay, yeah, well, you know, we were just getting ready to enjoy the weekend, and we was glad to have Bob Tuscan on the show today. Now, we always give you a little trouble, Bob, but, you know, it's always been the same. You know, all these years we've had a good relationship, and, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to tell you, you know, I do appreciate Bob. He's kind of lit a fire underneath me. I was a broadcast instructor when Bob was kind of going through school, and I saw his talent, I saw his drive, I saw his energy, but he had motivation to get me doing things like the Free Your Mind conference that he took me out to where I spoke in 2015. You can look up Steve Starr's Free Your Mind if you want to see a great talk that I did. And this, you know, by the way, Bob has kept some of the information and research that I've been doing quiet for quite a few years, and he knows about some of the things that have been going on. And so we've been good friends for a long time, Bob, and, you know, and we've been through it. You know, we're going to continue. We're going to be happy. We're not going to worry. We're going to be happy, right, Bob?
No, I'll be miserable. But in the meantime, yeah. I'm going to work towards being happy.
All right.
All kidding aside, though, folks, the reason why we pay attention to what's going on, the reason why we care about things that so many others don't, it's because we do want a world of peace. We do want a world of abundance. We want to have good food, friends and family, and music and love and art. And those are the things that we so desperately are craving. So remember, let's keep things in perspective. The whole purpose of doing what we do as, for lack of a better term, activists, is to paint the picture that we want, to bring in a world that we want to see for us and for our children and our children's children. Steve, it's been an absolute pleasure being with you today, man. We got to do this more often.
Well, stay in touch, man. Hey, Dave, give us a real good feeling outro here because we're going to be skipping in a few minutes here and just.
Okay. Wow.
Give us a good Friday feeling, okay?
So sometimes I'm good at that. Sometimes I'm not.
Yeah.
Well, there is abundance in this world. There is an abundance of absolutely everything that we need. The biggest problem that we have today is we have a very tiny group of people trying to hoard the vast majority of it away from all the rest of us. So that's why we need to go produce our own stuff, break free of this stuff. We don't need them. We don't need their handouts. We will fight this out on our own. We managed to survive all this time up until now. All we got to do is get back to basics and do what we already know how to do. Rinse and repeat and have a happy, abundant, joyous life. Love one another because you and I and Bob and everyone out here, that is what is important. All the rest of this stuff is secondary to that.
Right on.
So that's all I got to say. Stay safe and stay free, everybody.
Right on, buddy. Hey, BobTuscan.com. Isn't that your website, Bob, BobTuscan.com?
It was for many years. I've let that lapse. GrowingFreedom.net. I don't even know if that's up at the moment. And I've been hustling, man, so.
Yeah,
but no, people can find me, Steve. They don't need a website. Just tap into me through the ether.
All right, through the ether. We'll do it. Hey, Leo Unleashed coming up next here on KHNC. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Another great show, and we will see you again next Monday on Open Forum. Stay tuned.
Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.